This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, okay. Yes.
Okay, so we're standing. Number one question is hands over wrist. Anything with regards to that?
Well, you know, some people, they feel comfortable Imam Malik,
like this.
Malik,
yeah.
Right? Extending or... I think this is based on the spiritual aspect of the Salah, that maybe you feel more humble when you like standing like this, or some people, they feel more comfortable like this. So really...
But from a health standpoint, from a physical muscle standpoint,
you know, it depends. If you need to bend your arms and you relax in this position, that's good. Or if you feel like more relaxed standing like this, hanging your arm, that's fine too.
We've got standing, and then we go into ruku'.
Yeah. When we go into ruku', this is really impressive because, subhanAllah, when you bend over to perform the ruku', guess what? Your back muscles is working in a way we call it eccentric muscle contraction.
Okay.
There are two types. Actually, there are more than one type of contraction for the muscle. But when you go with the gravity, you're going now in the gravity direction, right?
Hold on. You said, yeah. Did you know that?
In terms of the direction you're going.
Yeah. You know that there were two types of contraction?
There's concentric and eccentric.
Yes.
Right? And
yes.
So...
The concentric...
Okay, I was just checking.
He's checking his knowledge. The concentric when you contract,
yeah.
But the eccentric when you control the movement by lengthening the muscle,
yeah.
Because it's eccentric,
okay.
Right? So when you go kneeling toward the movement, your back muscle is controlling your back, not the abdominal muscles, but the back muscles is controlling your back because you're going with the gravity. When you're coming up, it's concentric. It's a strengthening for the muscle. Why? Because you're going against gravity.
Exactly what you're talking about, and Ammar is very familiar with this. Whenever in the area of strength training, somebody is not able to do a particular basic movement, i.e. a pull-up,
yeah.
Right? One of the first things that that helps people get to a pull-up...
Why'd you point to me? I can do pull-ups, just for the record.
Well, because you love to do pull-ups,
that's right?
And so one of the ways to get people to do pull-ups is... you know, if you have the assistance of an elastic band that they can step on, but the key thing is to get them into the position, mm-hmm. and then have them slowly elongate, mm-hmm. and then get them back, jump into the position. And so once they're able to do that unassisted, then it becomes a question of can you pull yourself up, mm-hmm. and then come down. And yeah. Which is interesting because from a physical therapy standpoint, the question that I had is that same approach applied where you focus on developing a person's ability to what I call letting go or elongating, and then you focus on being able to contract?
Yeah. Actually, when it let it go to elongate, it's harder.
It is harder, okay.
Than just to bring it back.
Okay.
Really?
You know? Yes. So also when you are in the position itself, there's another type of contraction called static contraction.
Yeah.
Which is the muscle is working to hold the part in its position, no dynamic movement, no movement. So when you are in the kneeling position and you say Subhana Rabbiya Al-Azim three times, guess what? This is contraction.
Let me. So you're talking about static contraction.
Mm-hmm. So in this position, Ammar, when you stretch your back here,
okay,
you are actually stretching your back muscles and the lower gluteus. Which
and you know what I feel super tight here? Is right here. These hamstrings.
And guess what?
What?
99.999 of people with back issues, they have it because they don't have elasticity or they don't have a flexible muscle in the lower back and the hip, the glutei muscles.
Okay.
So that's why this is a perfect position for stretching the lower back muscle and glutei.
So does that mean by practicing ruku' 17 times a day that you are stretching?
You are, absolutely.
And preventing from possible back pain?
Absolutely. Preventing the possibility of back injury or back problem. Absolutely. So this is the great blessing of Allah.
So, now at the same time, I have a question for you, mm-hmm. Doc. You have people who make ruku' like this. You have people who can't get down like this. You have people, even me, like I feel like my hamstrings are very tight.
Because you are tight.
Yes.
Okay, if I do myself the ruku', let me do myself the ruku'. And I want you to look at my back.
I told you, he was 25 years old, man.
You see?
MashaAllah, tabarakAllah.
My back is like very straight.
Yes.
Right? Because this is the way we perform it over time.
Okay.
Until you really do it in the right way.
I mean, I'm performing it over time too, but my hamstrings are still tight.
I feel like it is it a fair assessment to say that Salah is an assessment to showcase where you're at. Now, at the same time, if you're not where you need to be, then you need to spend time outside of Salah to get to where you need to be.
And this is perfect say, because really, don't you feel more closer to Allah when you perform the way that Prophet Muhammad was doing it?
Of course,
100%.
So, and I remember, and you can correct me, in one hadith, the bag, if you put like a water on the bag during ruku', wouldn't remove, right? Mm-hmm. So what that mean? It means the bag was really very nicely straight, right? So that's why that comes from where? Comes from the stretching. So maybe you need to do kind of a little bit of stretching for the lower back and the hamstring.
So you do stretches?
I do. Every morning, by the way.
Oh, okay.
5 minutes every morning.
Oh, okay.
See, I tell this guy, he needs to be working.
He's telling me to stretch, and I'm like, no.
No, I'm telling him to work on mobility. I'm telling him to work on long range strength, static, as well as dynamic, short range, static, dynamic.
You know, when I did my PhD with Dr. Stanley Jones, he was a lower back specialist.
Okay.
We used to see like 50 patients a day. Every single patient coming to the clinic, we have to teach patients how to do stretching. Stretching is even more important than strengthening. Mm. Because you could be weak, but you'll be able to walk. But if your muscles is tight, guess what? And let me explain this, because this is really very interesting.
Okay.
When the muscle is tight, what happens in our body? It compresses over the blood vessels and the nerve roots.
Mm.
When it compresses over the blood vessels, what happens? It happened vasoconstriction.
Yeah.
Vaso from the vessels, the word vasoconstriction, it gets tight. So when the blood vessels gets tight, causes poor circulation.
Yeah, especially not hard. We're not talking about
right?
Yeah.
It causes what?
You jump into conclusions, bro.
Poor circulation. When there is poor circulation, what happened?
Tingling in the feet.
There is accumulation of waste product,
okay.
Mainly lactic acid.
Yeah.
Lactic acid is a strong stimulant to the free pain nerve ending. That's why you feel pain. So it's like a vicious circle. Pain, muscle spasm, vasoconstriction of the blood vessels, poor circulation, accumulation of waste product, lactic acid stimulation, and so on. So stretching is the only way. In addition, of course, if you are in the therapy clinic, we can do other modalities. But if you are home, we teach you how to do stretching exercise, because this is the key to stretch the muscles and help for the circulation to improve, because there is no compression over the blood vessels. Circulation starts coming, washing out blood, you know, the circulation, and get elimination of the waste products, lactic acid, no pain.
Now, I want to help, I want you to help me clarify something, right?
Yes.
So from a strength training standpoint, I feel like a lot of people have a misunderstanding of what the idea of stretching is, right?
Yeah.
The thing is, a lot of times people think of stretching as something simply static, right? Whereas from both a martial arts and strength training, it's like, no, it's, and we try to, from a branding standpoint, we try to be like, look, you got to work on your entire mobility, dynamic, active range of motion, long range, short range, but you got to treat it like its own thing. It's not exercise, it's not warm up, it's its own thing, and it's not just going into a position and just standing there.
Right,
it's being
right.
able to get into the position,
it's not
hold
yoga.
The position. Right.
Yeah.
It's but, yeah. you know, being an Indian, I think what yoga has become here in this country is very different from what it is in reality. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of actively getting into a position. Can you get into a squat slowly? Can you hold it?
Yeah.
Can you get out of it slowly? Can you do it with extra weight? Can you do it on one leg? Can you do it on all of that, right? And that's, again, from a strength training martial arts standpoint. Now, from your practice in physical therapy, when you guys say stretching, are you talking about all of that, or is it something very specific?
Okay, this is a very interesting point.
Yeah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed us in the best way. Meaning, there are certain muscles in our body called two joint muscles. What that mean? It means that the muscle passes over more than one joint.
Okay.
Okay. Just to give an example, hamstring muscle.
Mm.
The hamstring group has a long head, which passes over the hip joint. And as we know, the hamstring passes over the knee joint. That's why you do knee flexion, but also it helps in the extension of the hip. So if you want to really do a good stretching, you have to stretch the muscle at the two ends, not just at the insertion end of the muscle,
yeah,
but you forget the proximal end. Okay,
another. I always do that.
The couch stretch.
I was just telling. I was just telling Bilal. I said earlier today. I told him. Mm-hmm. I said I have this pain here.
Uh-huh.
So he was started telling me to do some exercises right here, and mm-hmm. I was like,
"Yeah."
I said it's here in my elbow.
Exactly.
And he's trying to get me to do stuff over here.
Yep. To stretch on the two ends of the muscle, and that's what Bilal is referring to. That to do a good stretching, you have to do it with a professional to teach you how to do it first, and then you can do it on your own.
So you've got the two joint muscles. And then,
well, before we move into that,
okay,
is it fair to say that the two joint muscles are probably amongst the most neglected muscles that a lot of people?
Because a lot of people do don't want to stretch really, like, you know,
because it requires work and a little bit.
They feel like it's tight, so I just do it later, something like that.
So when you say stretch, you know, you mentioned you stretch every day. Is that what you're like? Stretch every day? Is that what you're?
It's 5 minutes. You make it as a habit.
Your entire body, you stretch into 5 minutes?
I do it before, yes. I do it before even I wash my face or before I go to the restroom.
Okay.
And by the way, that helps you also, or helps everybody, when you go to the restroom. It really helps because you move. It helps your digestion. It helps to go to the restroom and you be at ease. You know, that really helps every day. You know, so yes.
If it's only 5 minutes, we need to record your 5 minute stretch routine.
And I would even suggest if you're in the shower, right, turn it up hot. It allows you to loosen up a little bit.
Heat also has a vasodilatation effect. It helps to improve circulation.
They say cold helps improve circulation also.
No,
cold, not like for a short period of time. Because remember, cold, people use it for acute case. Like if somebody gets injured in the field, for example, they put ice packs, right?
Reducing inflammation.
Because, exactly. It reduces blood because it causes vasoconstriction.
Okay.
But on the long effect, like after 20 minutes, it produces vasodilatation. So if you want to use cold, use it for a longer period of time.
Oh my God, it's already torture. And then you have to spend more time.
Bro, this is why a lot of the CrossFit folks, to recover, they have these ice tubs that they get into.
They good,
Even my old sensei in New Jersey, he has an entire room just for the ice tubs.
Yeah,
so that after training, you really want
to use
good 20 plus minutes just soak and recover.
Yeah, you see that a lot with athletes, pro athletes. They just get in their little ice baths.
Yeah, so this is for the core.